From the 14th Edinburgh International Festival, the BBC presents a concert given in the Usher Hall by the Leningrad Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gennady Rozhdestvensky. The program includes the Concerto for Cello and Orchestra, Opus 107 by Shostakovich, in which the soloist will be the world-famous cellist, Mstislav Rostropovich. This visit of the Leningrad Symphony Orchestra has been one of the most eagerly awaited events of the festival. Formed in 1882, in those days it was the Imperial Court Orchestra, it has had a long line of distinguished conductors, amongst them Glazunov and Koussevitzky. The conductor of this concert, Gennady Rozhdestvensky, has been associated with the orchestra since 1954. Born in 1931, he was conducting at the Bolshoi Ballet by the time he was 20. We shall hear first a work by a British composer, Benjamin Britten's Variations and Fugue on a Theme of Purcell, perhaps better known as The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. And now, here in the Usher Hall, Edinburgh, we are awaiting the appearance on the platform of Gennady Rozhdestvensky to conduct the Leningrad Symphony Orchestra. And here he is. Variations and Fugue on a Theme of Purcell by Benjamin Britten.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Benjamin Britten's Variations and Fugue on a Theme of Purcell, played here at the Edinburgh International Festival by the Leningrad Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gennady Rozhdestvensky. And now we come to the Cello Concerto by Dmitri Shostakovich. This work, which is dedicated to Mstislav Rostropovich, received its first performance in the Bolshoi Hall of the Moscow Conservatoire on the 9th of October 1959. The soloist on that occasion, as now, being Mstislav Rostropovich, who is just coming on to the platform. Concerto for cello and orchestra by Shostakovich. Thank you. You have just heard the Cello Concerto by Shostakovich, recorded by the BBC Transcription Service at the 14th Edinburgh International Festival. It was played by Mstislav Rostropovich with the Leningrad Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gennady Rozhdestvensky. From the 14th Edinburgh International Festival, the BBC presents performances of the Symphony No. 21 by Miaskovsky and Tchaikovsky's Fantasia Francesca da Rimini, given in the Usher Hall by the Leningrad Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gennady Rozhdestvensky. We shall hear first the symphony. Nikolai Miaskovsky, who died in 1950, is regarded in Russia as one of the four greatest composers of the Soviet era. He was born near Warsaw in 1881 and studied at the St. Petersburg Conservatoire under Rimsky-Korsakov and Liadov. This symphony is generally regarded as his masterpiece. It was written in 1940 for the 50th anniversary of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and it gained him one of the first of the Stalin Prizes. It is in one movement. A slow introduction leads to a strict sonata form, after which the introduction is repeated and expanded into a coda. Scored for the normal symphony orchestra, it is considered to be one of the finest achievements of Soviet music. Symphony No. 21 in F sharp minor, Opus 51, by Miaskovsky. Played by the Leningrad Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gennady Rozhdestvensky, who is just coming onto the platform.
Thank you.
That was Symphony No. 21 by Miaskovsky, played here at the Edinburgh International Festival by the Leningrad Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gennady Rozhdestvensky. This program ends with the Fantasia for Orchestra, Francesca da Rimini by Tchaikovsky. Inspired by Dante's Inferno, Tchaikovsky wrote this work in 1876. Dante enters Hell's second circle, where in eternal darkness and raging tempests, he meets the soul of Francesca da Rimini, who recounts her history. The first performance was given in Moscow in 1877, when the composer was approaching his 37th birthday. Francesca da Rimini by Tchaikovsky. That was Francesca da Rimini by Tchaikovsky, played by the Leningrad Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gennady Rozhdestvensky. It looks as if the orchestra were going to play an encore. Yes, they are. And with that encore, Dance of Tybalt from Prokofiev's ballet Romeo and Juliet, played by the Leningrad Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gennady Rozhdestvensky, we end this program recorded at the 14th Edinburgh International Festival by the BBC Transcription Service.